A new reporting requirement. Reporting non-cash benefits after retirement. HMRC issued guidance on the 2nd of July 2007, if you want to look it up. Non-cash benefits, it says, may be taxable like cash. It'll be treated as employment income of the former employees. There is a de minimis figure of £100, so up to £100, not taxable. We could say big deal, couldn't we? They're now going to be called employer-financed retirement benefit schemes. The important thing is for 2007-08, you may have to make a report to HMRC by the 7th of July 2008. That's the reported requirement, 7th of July after the end of the tax year. The report cannot be made on forms P11D or P9Ds. The report has to be made in list form. The report has to be sent separately and it should be headed Employer Financed Retirement Benefit Scheme, Relevant Benefits. If there is an Employer Financed Retirement Benefit Scheme tax office, it goes there. If there's not, it should go to the employer's pay-as-you-earn tax office. The details they require, the details to be reported, are the name, address and national insurance number of the former employee, the nature of the benefit, the amount of the relevant benefit. Now, some good news on this. Items that do not have to be reported for retired employees, and this actually is backdated to the 6th of April 2006, will be continued provision by the former employer of accommodation and certain related expenses. Got a retired, stable lad, allowed to stay in the accommodation. Not reportable, not taxable. Welfare counselling, not reportable. Recreational benefits, maybe continued membership of the gym club, not reportable. Annual parties and similar functions costing up to £150. So just as the exemption for annual staff parties for employees, it's extended to former employees. The same rules, the same limit, £150, inclusive of VAT, inclusive of all other costs. Equipment for disabled former employees. So if an employer decides to pay £3,000 for Sir Hearing Aids for a former employee, it wouldn't be taxable. Writing of wills costing up to £150, not reportable, not taxable. HMRC says that benefits where the right to the continuing benefit arose before 6th of April 1998 are not taxable. But this is because there were special rules then that I don't think we need to worry about today.